Blessings, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. We come again for another day to rejoice in the word of the Lord. And let us just rejoice, for we have been given the power to become sons of God. This power came from an eternal love. This is the love he had for us before the foundation of the world. And this love is so divine. It has a divine purpose and a calling. That purpose is to manifest the power in our lives. We have no power of our own, but that power was given in the divine love that was hidden deep in our soul. For God had placed that love deep within us. And that love has so much divine potential. It always strives to make a way in our wilderness. It wants to make rivers in every dry place in our lives. It wants to express itself through us. For we are his vessels of mercy. And he has chosen us, for he had mercy on us, and the Lord had placed his love. He has secretly placed his love in these earthen vessels of mercy. We have been called for that purpose to manifest this love. This love came only from him, and that which comes from his heart has been placed in our hearts. It was first placed in Adam. That is where we first see the manifestation of that secret which was in Adam. Adam did not fully know the potential of that secret love that was placed in him. And the power of that love was not yet fully manifested. But this power was released from his heart and was able to express this hidden love by identifying with the fallen state of his other half. For she was bone of his bone. And when his other bone came back to him after being deceived, she was fallen in the transgression. She came back to Adam, and something within Adam was activated. That seed of love that was hidden deep within him, secretly placed by God himself, that seed was there waiting for that time to activate. It was the love that was ready to manifest forth and to identify with his beloved woman. And she was his woman, for she came out of the man. Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being in the transgression, had to fall. And that fall, God allowed for the purpose of love to fully demonstrate. The love that was in Adam was so quick to act, or else he would have lost his other bone. But we know that not one seed can be lost. Adam had to go through this experience. He had to taste of what his wife gave him to eat. He had to experience this death. He had to know this evil. He had to go through hell. But here, the love of God is ready to go through it all, for love suffers long and endures all things. It is the love of God that will go through hell and back to bring every lost seed. And it so desired to do so. We see it in the last Adam, who also did eat of our sins that we have given him to eat of. He did identify with our fallen state, and he did become a curse for us on a tree. He did descend down to hell to bring all those who were held captive by death. And he did overcome both hell and death. The speed of love did run the race so patiently, so gracefully. And look how patient Jesus was to wait upon his appointed time. He waited even 30 years and much patience. He allowed patience to have her perfect work. He waited for his hour to come. And this love ran the race as a strong man running the race. That is what we read in the book of Psalms, chapter 19, from verse 5 to verse 7. Let us read. It says, "He is portrayed as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat of it. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." Amen. His love is perfect. His love wants to convert the soul of his bride. The bridegroom is running a race. He is portrayed as a bridegroom, as a strong man running a race. And let it be known that love will always win the race. Nothing can beat the speed of love in this race. And so it was that a race began on the third day when Jesus resurrected. That race began with Peter and John. When Mary Magdalene ran to tell Peter and John of what happened on the first day of the week, the race began. She ran to tell them. And we see that in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 2 and verse 4. We read that when she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, she said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we know not where they have laid him." And in verse 4 it reads, "So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the tomb." Amen. And so it was. The heart of John, the beloved, whom Jesus loved, activated. There was a love ready to explode within the heart of John. This love was buried in his heart. And it resurrected on the third day. It resurrected with his Lord. When he heard from Mary Magdalene that something strange had happened, this love in him activated and arose. He ran to the tomb with the speed of love. Something deep within him knew that the impossible was made possible again. Something in him was stirred up. It was his deep love and affection that was buried in his heart, which was awakened again to run this race. And we read in John chapter 20, verse 6 and verse 8, "Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the tomb, and seeth the linen clothed." And in verse 8, it says again, "Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the tomb, and he saw and believed." Amen. If we read this with our carnal eyes, we will think that John had to go to the tomb first because maybe he was younger than Peter. That's why he was able to run faster and to get there first. Or maybe he was more fit or thinner than Peter. But These are the carnal eyes speaking. And there is no life in carnality. There is no life in the letter. Life is only found in the Spirit, in the depth of the Word of God. And it is the Spirit that searches the deep things of God. Nothing in the Word of God is written for the sake of the carnal eye, but it is written for a purpose, for a prophetic and spiritual purpose. And we need the eye of the Spirit to see these things. It is the deep things that is in this scripture that we just read that will give us the understanding of the race that happened between John and Peter when they both ran together to the tomb. John the Beloved was a type of the bride. He foreshadowed the beloved bride, the elected lady. He was a type of love. And just as Peter was a type of faith, for Peter walked on water once. And Peter was that type of faith, just as James was a type of hope. These were the three that Jesus always took with him and wanted by his side. These three were the three that were on the mountain of transfiguration. These three were always in the secret deep things that the Lord Jesus did. They were typing the three stones of holiness. They were the three that remained, that Paul said in the book of Corinthians, that three remained: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these three is love. And this love was portrayed in the life of John the Beloved. He had the speed of love to run. He ran with this speed. And this made him to reach the tomb first. Although he got there first, he could not enter in without Peter. For without faith, we cannot have access to enter inside. The speed of love will certainly reach first, but we need to accompany it with the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. The faith will give us the access to enter in. And that's why love and faith ran together. Love had to patiently wait for faith to enter. And we see that when John the Beloved waited for Peter, it was Peter who had been given the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And with these keys, he opened the door and had access to enter in to the tomb. For the tomb was transformed into something new. The tomb was transformed into life. Death was overcome, and life took its place. And we know that without faith, it is not possible to please God. It is not possible to enter in to this life. By faith, we have access inside. And without Peter, John could only see what's inside the tomb, but he could not have access to enter in. He only entered in after Peter used the keys of faith to enter. And that is what we read in John. And Peter had to enter in boldly to teach John that without faith, we cannot enter. And this is what Paul tells us in two scriptures. In the first scripture, we'll read in Romans chapter 5, verse 2. Paul says, "By whom also we have access by faith into this grace where we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Amen. We have access by faith into this grace where we stand. And Peter had the access by faith into the grace of God to stand in the tomb where the resurrection life took place. And the second scripture that Paul mentions is in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. He says, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him." Amen. Only by faith can we have access and boldness with confidence. But it takes love to get there first. Love will always win the race. Love will always get there quicker than the speed of light. That's the potential it has. Its divine potential is beyond human understanding. And that is what Jesus saw in the centurion when Jesus marveled to see this kind of faith. He saw a great faith. And what is great faith? Great faith is accompanied by love. And we read in Matthew chapter 8, we'll start from verse 8. It says, "The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." And in verse 10 we read, "When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not so found this great faith in all of Israel." And in verse 13, he says unto the centurion, "Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." And his servant was healed in the self same hour. Amen. He was healed in the self same hour, in the self same moment that the word was spoken. This word had the speed of love, which had access to enter under the roof of the centurion. This centurion felt not worthy for Jesus to enter under his roof. But his great faith was accompanied by the love of Christ, which ran faster than the speed of light. The moment that he spoke the word, the moment that our Lord spoke the word, the centurion believed, and love and faith ran together into his house to reach the servant and to heal the servant. And may it be so with us, for we are found worthy by the blood of Christ for his love and his faith to enter into our house, to enter under our roof, and to perform the greatest miracle, to heal our soul, to heal our bodies, to heal our sickness, to heal our stress and our depression, to heal all things in Christ Jesus. For by faith all things are made possible. For we have the love of Christ in us. It's hidden in us, and it wants to manifest. It wants to run the race. It wants to get there first. And let us accompany it by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. The Lord be with you all, my brothers and sisters, this week. And Godspeed to all that are called and to all that love his appearing. We will continue more tomorrow.